Perfect. Well, I've got to start with you. You've been traveling with this show for almost a decade now, it feels like, even more if you count your time back in Cleveland. What is it about this role that you just love?
Well, I love that he's such an iconic character, one that people recognize. But we also get to play, I get to do my version of him, or find my truth in the character. And that's really easy to do, considering we've been guided and directed by Martin Sharnan, the person who put this up 40 years ago on Broadway and created the project.
Is it fun knowing that Martin has kept you going? Like, he obviously thinks you're kind of perfect for this role.
Well, he hasn't kicked me off the bus yet, so I'm very happy about that. It is. It's nice to know that he has still even found some ways that the character can grow, and that's real encouraging for an actor to know that even a person who's had a project running for so long can still find ways in which it can find its own life.
How has fatherhood changed this role for you? Because you've got daughters, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. It's a very interesting take on it. I myself am an orphan. I was adopted. So it all the different angles that this really encourages and enriches make for interesting conversations, I'll give you that much.
So how do you approach, because, I mean, you've had many different Annies over the years. How do you approach getting to know each Annie and giving them, you know, their own individuality, but also, you know, getting to get them kind of on board with how you like to, you know, do the different numbers and sequences?
Well, the first and easiest thing is to remember that, you know, they're there to be guided by the directors. By the director and the producer, and the stage manager. And by giving them the room to interpret the character, finding their truth in it, what it does is really allows me to find a new aspect of Oliver that I may not have looked at before. We definitely don't want to try and put each new little girl that plays Annie into a specific box that they must conform to. And to do so would be foolish as an attempt anyway. You know, there's always going to be individuality with each little girl that comes in. And when they find their, and not just them, but the ensembles have been recycled as well. We've had new people come in and play different roles. There was a wonderful moment this past year where I called home just to talk to my fiance and say, you know what, I have no idea who my character is right now because everybody that's in the show is brand new. And their take on their characters require me to respond in a new way. And it was a wonderful moment of not knowing, or rather not having a preconceived notion of who my character was. I got to really learn about him through the new Annie and the new ensemble.
Wow, so does that mean that your love of different sequences changes? I mean, I'm sure you know the numbers pretty well, and I mean, I know Martin updates it and changes it, but have you changed your opinion on different songs over the years and different moments in the musical?
Oh, we have to, just to keep things honest and keep them fresh. The last thing that Martin or any of us individually want is for things to get tired, or things to get boring or lifeless. So there have been times, when I first started, something was missing. For instance, the really intimate song that I have with Annie, that I sing to her at the end of the show, was much more revealing and conversational, whereas now we're having a little fun with it and reminding that there's a little bit of enjoyment to it, of showing this young lady that she's necessary. Wow. Not that she's an option or that she's anything other than necessary. Her love is necessary, and that's what the song is entirely about. So it's fun to find different ways with each Annie, and as the years continue, new ways to just keep it fresh for us.
You know, you've done the American tours before, and you've even come to Fort Worth before and in Texas before. But I'm curious, when you guys got to do the international tour about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, what was that experience like for you, and how much fun was it? You know, obviously Annie's known in America, but seeing it, you know, translated for the, you know, the international audience, was it different? Was it the same? I mean, how was that experience for you guys?
It was every bit of what culture shock represents in terms of there are people who were ready to hear the story, and they were very familiar with it, but they had never, you know, obviously had never seen us perform it. It was wonderful watching people still open themselves to a story that is without borders. It is without language barriers. It's still just a story about optimism in the face of so much challenge and hope and love. And I mean, who doesn't want to hear a story about love, regardless of whatever language it may come to you in? There's something so eternal about, you know, two people who find each other and open their arms and just wrap themselves up in each other's hug. There's no need for a translator for that, is there?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the beauty of this story in particular.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun. There were, of course, challenges that we ran into, but in the end, it was really exciting to just bring the story to a new people.
I've got to ask about the look of Daddy Warbucks, because I know you've had, you know, a shaved head before the show came about, but I'm curious now. Do you feel like you have to keep that image going? I mean, with social media, I mean, it seems like it is you as much as you know, anyone else.
Well, it's yes, I do like to keep it so for the recognizability and the recognition, but I have to say I mostly keep it my head shaved because my fiance says she thinks it's sexy, and that is reason enough for me to keep it going. I do often grow my goatee in or beard in between tours or when we have a break because I enjoy having that. But I did. I used to have very long hair, and when I shaved it for another role, I decided I liked it. So it's been easy to keep it because I think it works for me, and it also speaks to and represents a vulnerability that I think helps remind me to keep myself honest as an actor, with not keeping everything hidden, but keeping things out there and exposed and able to be seen.
You know, so many tours, we always have to ask actors, you know, getting used to the scheduling, but you've been doing this for so long. Do you have the routine down, or is it still kind of sometimes a little bit kind of crazy how much travel you guys have to go through?
It happens to be that Allison and I love travel, and I'm fortunate enough to travel with my fiance. She handles the merchandise for the tour. So, for instance, we left, where were we? Palm Desert. We left Palm Desert and drove to Mesa, Arizona, and we did that on our own just so we could stop at the Joshua Tree National Park and just, you know, see some beautiful sights in America. And these opportunities are there whether I was doing the tour or not. But the tour kind of really shoulders you into the possibility of seeing some wonderful things like that. So in that respect, I think touring has become a natural prospect of just my love for travel.
Very cool. Well, I've got to ask for our Texas audiences, because you've been to Bass Hall in Fort Worth before and in other parts of Texas. What are some memories from Texas or Fort Worth in particular that you like, or is there, you know, a part of it you're looking to finally get to? I mean, can you tell us a bit about being able to come here back to Texas?
Well, first, I have family in Texas, which makes it always exciting to come back. Second of all, we spent the 4th of July there once, which was a real exciting time to be in Texas. We were actually in Dallas at the time, I believe. And the food there, all over Texas, fantastic. The people are great. I just absolutely adore being in Texas because it's always a new experience because there's so much to see. There's so much to so much food to taste. There's so much going on. And the people are absolutely friendly and wonderful and accommodating and make it very easy for us to want to return. And we're very grateful for that.
Well, Gilgamesh, I know we really love when Annie comes to town, and you've kind of become, you know, the image of the show as you continue to come back. So I hope we get to see you many, many years in the future, and thanks again for the time.
Oh, so do I. I'd love to be here as long as Martin will keep me, and I love making sure that the audiences get a wonderful view of the show, and I'm going to keep myself honest as long as I can. And we really appreciate you guys having us. The Bass was wonderful to us before, and we're looking forward to coming back. I really am glad you're interested to hear what I have to say. Thanks for giving me a call.
Awesome. Well, yeah, have a safe trip down here, and we'll see you soon, buddy. Thanks.